Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Well, the reason why he went to the fifth round, you see, I feel like it's almost just a disingenuous argument. The reason why he went to the fifth round was not football reasons.
I think there were some
You think they were all football reasons why he went to the fifth round?
No, there's never an all or nothing type situation. I think football played into it, though. You have to admit that not everybody in this world sees him as a first round talent.
No,
and that's okay.
But even if you didn't see him as a first-round talent, the large majority at least saw him as a second-round talent. And there's not anybody out
the
there
Browns
that
didn't.
The Browns are the only people that, and I don't even know that they actually felt this way, all things considered. Yes, the draft results tell you that they liked Dylan Gabriel more than Shedeur Sanders. But that's just because they didn't like the things that came with Shedeur Sanders. And oh, by the way, what has he spent a month doing? Disproving all of those things.
Where do you think
he's been a model citizen? He has been the consummate teammate. Guys like Greg Newsom are going to bat for him on the NFL Network. Like, I can't find a person to say a bad word about the guy now.
First depth chart comes out. Where's Shedeur?
I don't care about the depth chart.
Okay.
The depth chart doesn't dictate who's going to play once Joe Flacco goes down in week 6 or week 7 and things start to spiral.
Of course it does.
You think Dylan Gabriel is going to have an opportunity before Shedeur Sanders?
Yes! I think they'll give their third-round pick, the guy that they like more, an opportunity before the fifth-round pick, who's fourth on the depth chart. Yes, I do.
No, you're giving him the fifth-round designation while just accounting for very, very little of what happened throughout the whole draft process and how all the interviews went horribly. He seemed like a diva. He seemed like it was going to be all the reports out there from Mike Florio that if you drafted Shedeur Sanders, you were writing your own pink slip as a head coach because Dion was right there behind you. Like, there was so much commotion and so many things that were attached to it, but you're living in la-la land if you think that Shedeur Sanders isn't a better football player than Dylan Gabriel.
Well, I don't think it's as clear cut as you believe it is, and I don't think the Browns view it the same way. Well, that's all I'm saying.
We're going to have a time will tell on this one, but I almost feel like, what can I... I'm not going to do a one-sided bet where I just give you things if this doesn't work out. I've been caught. I've done that a couple times in life.
Do it.
That
do
doesn't
it.
Work
Keep
out
going.
At all. I don't want to do a stupid burger bet either because, one,
here's
just
the
dumb.
Other thing. Here's the other thing.
Yeah?
When it comes to Shedeur and it comes to Gabriel and Kenny Pickett and Joe Flacco, that the things that Shedeur would need to show to change the mind of the decision makers in this organization.
Okay, which, by the way, should not be much considering you're beating out Kenny Pickett and Dylan Gabriel. I'll remind you, Kenny Pickett and Dylan Gabriel, but go ahead. Actually, by this logic, because they invested a fifth-round pick in Kenny Pickett, is Kenny Pickett behind Dylan Gabriel as well?
No, I think Kenny Pickett, because he has actual starting experience in the NFL, and he also has upside attached to him because of his age.
Okay, I wasn't sure if it was just the round invested was the only thing that mattered in this equation.
No, not at all.
Because it sounds like that's what you think.
No, when you're talking about two rookie quarterbacks drafted in the same class by the same organization, yes, that matters. But when it comes to Kenny Pickett, I think there's enough belief in maybe he didn't get the shot that he should have gotten in a different place. And what does it look like in our system with our coaching staff surrounded by our talent? I think he's the best combination of the two things, upside and enough experience, that he should start week one.
Kenny Pickett should?
Yes. Yes.
Ooh.
Because there's actually upside attached to him.
All right.
You can admit that, right?
Well, so the argument for the upside, I'm going to make your argument for you.
I just said it.
Well, you said there was
new
upside.
New system, new coaching staff, different surroundings.
The bet would have to be that what happened in Pittsburgh is because Pittsburgh sucks at quarterbacks.
That would have to be the bet. And they had a terrible offense with a terrible offensive coordinator.
That would have to be the bet. Now, fortunately for you, I've watched Kenny Pickett play football. It doesn't matter what offense is in, the man cannot play football. So unfortunately for you, I have eyeballs, and I saw him play football. He can't do it.
Kevin Stefanski got P.J. Walker to win football games. Okay?
He won the game against Seattle. He won the game against San Francisco, too, right?
So
that was a San Francisco game.
All I'm saying is, this is a quarterback guy. If there's something that you can say about Kevin Stefanski, for all of his flaws, he finds a way in his system to help quarterbacks look better. The other guy that Pittsburgh had, their offensive coordinator.
Yeah, Matt Canada. Yeah.
He finds a way to make everybody
on the offense look
worse than what they should be.
If I was making a case for Kenny Pickett, and I just don't think he's good at football, but I've tried making cases for him in the past. The case I make is things like what Aditi says and what some of the people around the NFL will tell you. And Matt Canada didn't know what he was doing necessarily.
Right.
Steelers quarterbacks, it's a run-focused offense more than it's a pass-focused offense. And really, he was dead on arrival when he came to Pittsburgh. Now, I think it's a lofty bet. And it's one that I personally wouldn't attach myself to if I was Kevin Stefanski. But if they go with Kenny Pickett into Dylan Gabriel as your one and then two, I will be gobsmacked.
I will
be as shocked as shocked gets.
I would just like to point out that the guy you really like was a fifth round pick.
Yes. You've established the round that he was selected in.
Kenny Pickett was a first round pick.
Yes.
He was traded for a fifth round pick. That's correct.
Yeah.
But the NFL at one point determined that he was a first round pick.
The Steelers determined he was a first round pick. So the same way the Browns determined that Dylan Gabriel was a third round pick, despite no one believing Kenny Pickett was a first round pick or that Dylan Gabriel was a third round pick.
So there's a little bit more pedigree behind Kenny Pickett than there is with Shedeur Sanders.
I don't care about his pedigree. We watched him play football.
Okay, but like pedigree, it gives you hope. It gives you a little bit of optimism that something else is in there if we bring him to our place and we pull that out of him.
You are one of very few.
So if you're talking about a combination of upside and readiness for week one, that's not Joe Flacco.
Kenny Pickett stock you want, I'm just not invested.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
That's not my market that I'm investing in right now.
I've got four options, and I'm trying to choose the best of bad options. That's the situation that the Browns are in, right? So I'm trying to figure out what's important to them this year.
Yeah.
Kenny Pickett is somebody who has upside because of all the things that we talked about, and he has a level of readiness to play NFL quarterback in a way that Shador does not, in a way that Dylan Gabriel does not. So there might still be something to pull out of him in a way that there isn't with Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco is who he is. That's not going to change. There might.
And so what happens the following year with Kenny Pickett as he's a free agent after the season? Because you didn't pick up his fifth-year option.
If he plays poorly, then who cares?
Yeah, but the goal and why you'd play him is to have him play really good football, maybe. I would imagine. So he plays really good football.
If he plays really good football.
Let's say he plays average football. What are you doing with him then?
Then he leaves. That's not good enough.
And then we'd establish nothing with Shador Sanders and nothing with Dylan Gabriel.
And we accomplish nothing. He's going to be the starter week one and then we end up
winning 6 or 7 or 8 games. And so it loses our value. You got to pick a lane at some point. Are we trying to get a top draft pick? Or are we trying to be a playoff team here? What are you trying to do? Because if you win 6 or 7 games and you don't have a quarterback at the end of the season, that is a wasted season. That's a bad season for the Browns.
I'm not saying you play them all 17 games.
If Kenny Pickett wins 7 or 8 games and looks average and then leaves after this season, because again, his contract's set up that way, that is the worst situation that we've been, because all we did was establish value for Kenny Pickett.
Why
do I care about Kenny Pickett's value?
Because you don't.
You're right.
What you're trying to figure out is if there's something more in there from a former first-round pick. In our system, with our quarterback guru, with all of these guys that are surrounding him, that is a different situation than what he was in Pittsburgh.
Why am I finding that out? You said he's going and he's gone in an average season. He's gone after the year anyway.
That's right.
So why am I worried about that?
So if he plays 5 or 6 games,
and then he loses our draft capital in the process.
What if he doesn't?
Well, then, okay.
There's no downside to playing Kenny Pickett. None.
There is downside. If he does exactly what you described, if he looks moderately good,
or if he looks average, gone. Like, at least then you bench him.
At least with Shador, or at least even Dylan Gabriel. If Dylan Gabriel looks average, but he isn't up to the standard that you want him to be, then at least you're like, all right, I got my backup quarterback to Arch Manning or whoever else you want to draft. Like, at least you've established something with a rookie that you have under contract control.
Right, but Dylan Gabriel's not ready to start week one.
Dylan Gabriel's not ready for anything in my mind, but you debated me that he's not ready to start week one. Again, I'm not starting Shador Sanders week one anyway. I'm starting Joe Flacco into Shador Sanders.
Yeah, so instead, start Kenny Pickett instead of Joe Flacco. That's what I'm saying. Start Kenny Pickett week one.
Okay.
And if you have something different than what the NFL has determined that he is, if you have some upside and he shows that, then you continue to go with him. But if he just plays average football or bad football, then you bench him in week 6 or week 7 and you go to Dylan Gabriel.
Okay, good. So at least you're willing to say after week 6 or week 7, but average football, then you've got to hit the eject button.
Yes, of course.
Because at some point, you got to figure out what these rookies have.
Of course.
So then if he's awesome.
But if he plays good football or great football and he helps you consistently win games, then maybe possibly there still is that former first round pick in there, and maybe possibly you have something more than what you thought coming into this.
And then we got to set ourselves up to potentially pay him $35 or $40 million.
I don't think he's going to play himself into, Brock Purdy money.
I don't know what he's playing himself into with what you described.
But if he does play himself into
It's not a bad problem. It's just then you got $90 million in the quarterback room set up, but you got your quarterback. All I want this year is to find out and actually get a quarterback for years to come, or to find out that your quarterbacks stink and you have to go through the draft. That's what this season is. Like, the question is, what do people want out of this Browns season? The answer is finding out what you have with these quarterbacks.
Yeah, and what if he's the next Sam Darnold?
Well, that's what you just described.
So that's what I'm saying. Give him a chance.
And Sam Darnold's playing football for another team now. The Vikings upped Sam Darnold's value to then have him play football for another team.
They didn't know what they had, and they had already drafted somebody high. In this case, the Browns did not draft somebody like J.J. McCarthy. They did not.
No one's denying that.
They used the 3rd-round pick and a 5th-round pick on quarterbacks.
No one's denying that.
So what do you have to lose by starting Kenny Pickett? There might still be the former first-round quarterback in there somewhere. There might be. I don't know.
Yeah, but the problem is if you throw Kenny Pickett out there when Joe Flacco looks much better all throughout these training camps and all throughout everything leading up, if he still looks the way he does right now, where every report says he looks significantly better than everybody else out there, what are you telling the locker room in that instance?
Well,
We had to see what Kenny Pickett has?
You're telling them that this season is not entirely about winning football games. And you just have to be mad enough to admit that right. as an organization.
216-474-0092. We'll get to all your phone calls. We got a lot to get into with this. We've kicked the hornet's nest, and I love it. It's Afternoon Drive right here on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.